Today we hear from Dustin Minky, National Walleye Tour Pro, who has spent most of his spring fishing Paul Bunyan country. We've got Dusty coming up next.
With the best, and if you're not, ooh, yes, girl, soon you're gonna be. Yeah. I catch more fishes than the seagull birds. If you all ain't fishing, you're a bunch of nerds. Cause the fishes all tremble at the sight of me. Cause I'm fishing Paul Bunyan country, country.
This is Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. Hey, checking in with a good friend of the show, Dusty Minky, today. Dusty, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back on.
Hey, thanks, Kev. Yeah, good to be back on. Thank you.
Well, you, like everybody else in America, is living through strange times. How has the whole COVID-19 thing affected you? I know you sell sporting goods and guns and ammo and things like that, and you like to go out to customers, but I'm assuming you had to make some adjustments as well.
Yeah, you know, since this went down, I haven't been able to travel and see my customers, so I've been kind of, locked down like everybody else. But, you know, positive about that is, you know, we got to build a tree fort and work in the woods, cutting wood and stuff that I haven't done since I was a kid, it seems like. So that was kind of fun. But at the same time, it's been kind of tough on some of the businesses and accounts that I call on. But people are buying stuff. People are buying sporting goods, and in this last week or so, I truly see a great sign of life for the future. And, you know, just some of our products that might be coming across seas and trying to keep inventory, that might be a little worrisome come this fall. But I think some of these businesses being reopened and the calls that I've been getting and the reorders, we're looking good.
Okay, that's great to know. Meanwhile, the other aspect of your life, you are a pro walleye angler. You do the tournament scene, National Walleye Tour. But that's very much up in the air, and I know we got a couple of things already canceled.
Yeah, our first two tournaments, Chamberlain, South Dakota, and Lake Erie, were canceled. Green Bay in July is still scheduled. You know, unfortunately, like tournaments like the Leech Lake Classic and Knights of Columbus that I was looking forward to fishing with my girlfriend and the Leech Lake Classic with my dad. I'm super bummed out. I want to be out there fishing these tournaments, but we have to respect the order that's going on right now.
You know, I think that what's difficult about tournaments like that being by the boards is they, you know, they're big fundraisers from for a lot of organizations that kind of rely on that. So that's painful. But it seems like it's those things that bring big crowds in smaller, you know, venues where we're real close to each other, they're trying to avoid. And tournaments are just naturally that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Graja in Grand Rapids. They're just going to make a few adjustments. And I think, like you and I talked earlier, things are going to change forever now, how we do things. You know, like there might be virtual weigh-ins or more cameras and boats or not having a rules meeting, which typically those are the things you look forward to, you know, talking to your buddies, socializing. And so, yeah, some things might change, but I think once things get going, I hope the National Walleye Tour, they might reschedule a few events. They might add one in, and it just might, you know, fade into the fall a little more, which is just fine with me because I really like to fall fish.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you've been seeing out there so far. I'm assuming you've had plenty of time to fish. What's been going on?
Yeah, no, I've been out here fishing opener on Leech Lake. It was a little slow, but it was cold, you know. But we caught enough for a nice little fish fry, and that was the typical jig and shiner, shallow. And then this last weekend over Memorial, got to spend some more time on Leech Lake. Actually got into some really nice crappies, like some of the biggest crappies I've ever caught in my life. So that was really cool because typically most 98% of the time I'm targeting walleye. So that was a lot of fun for me to catch some 15-inch class crappies.
Wow.
Just using a little Northland tube jig and Northland light bite bobber, and talk about a lot of fun on that. And then one other thing I got to see this weekend, and I even fished up to last night on Memorial Day right till dark, but they're starting to bite crawlers and leeches.
Mm.
So, yeah. But because there was kind of a shortage on the shiners, but now it seems like the bait shops got them, and they're still biting the shiners. Like one spot I fished yesterday, they wanted crawlers and leeches. And then when I got onto some of the rocks, all they wanted was a shiner. They wouldn't touch a crawler or a leech. So it seems like there's always that time of year where this happens, where the water warms up, and those weed fish were the ones that kind of wanted the crawlers and leeches, and the rock fish wanted the shiners. So a little pointer for you that I learned this weekend.
This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. More with Dusty Minky next. This is Fish and Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. We're celebrating our 30th year. Checking in with Dustin Minky today. Dusty, are the fish biting where you typically would expect them to? Any surprises out there?
Yeah, no, they're in the same spots. Like, they're in some shallow rocks right now. You know, this weekend we didn't have much wind. So that, you know, Leech Lake or any of our northern lakes here were kind of wind-driven. So you got to travel around. One thing I figured out is I was using even lighter than an eighth-ounce jig. The thing when it's flat calm is get that bait away from the boat. Another thing too, like I think I talked to you about last year, is slip bobbers. That's really been in my arsenal the last couple of years, big time. For one, I take a lot of people out fishing, mm-hmm. and you can't get everybody casting around the boat. Somebody's going to get snagged. So slip bobbers are kind of easy and fun, and when it's like a little calmer day, you can kind of let them drift further away from the boat, and the fish aren't spooking as much. So that's a good, and these lakes too now are, it seems like they're getting clearer and clearer, some of them with invasive species. So you got to maybe use a little bit lighter line, lighter jigs, you know, kind of go back to how we grew up, little different, little light line and lighter tackle, I guess.
Have you been spending the bulk of your time on Leech Lake?
Yes. Yes, Leech Lake, and then a few smaller lakes around the Bemidji area, but most of my time has been on Leech Lake.
Now, I know that you are on the National Walleye Tour. Is that what you prefer to fish for, walleyes, or do you do multi-species? I know you talked about the crappies, of course.
Yeah, no, I love fishing for everything, but with a regular job and my time off, I'm kind of limited. So most of my time I'm spending, you know, trying to figure out those walleyes at those tournaments. So when I do get a little free time, like we've had lately, targeting crappies. And one other thing, you know, I try to keep a secret. I really like catching smallmouth bass. I think pound for pound, they are just a cool, fun fish. They're so mean. But I like tackling them. I guess one thing I really don't target too much is like muskies or northerns, but one of my good muskie buddies called me and said he was on a hot bite, I'd probably jump in the boat. But if you look at my muskie rod, you're like, wow, you still got stuff that was made in the 90s, you know.
Well, muskie season does start this weekend, and there'll be a lot of guys going for that. But we're getting to that time of year, you know, June, where every season's open and everything's biting. And it's kind of a – typically June to me is a real paradise time to fish. The weather's decent. Everything's biting. It's just a fun time to be on the water.
Oh, hands down, my favorite month of the year. You're right. Everything's biting. Everything seems to work, you know, if you want to – try jigging a shiner, rigging creek chubs, leeches, any lake, you know, the spawn's over and the fish are feeding, and typically the weather's awesome. You know, it cools down at night, don't have to have the air conditioning on, all that fun stuff.
You touched on the clearing of the water due to AIS, and that's really starting to be a factor on a number of lakes. We're going to start seeing it in Bemidji, I'm guessing, within the next couple of years. Really has hit Cass Lake hard. Plenty of great fish, but they've really had to change when they fish. I mean, we always knew it was an early morning, late evening bite. Now it's early, early, early morning and late, late, late evening.
Yes. Yeah, like Lake Mille Lacs, they're really sharp, the zebra mussels, and they cut your line, so you got to play a little bit with some heavier fluorocarbon. You know, like I like casting like puppet minnows, you know, starting in June here, just getting away from the boat, just like I talked about, light jigs, light tackle. You just got to get creative, and when those lakes get clear, and one thing I always say too is if you're in a tournament, the fish are always biting somewhere. Somebody's going to win. So that's what's always clicking in my brain. You know, some guys get frustrated and go, well, we're going to have to fish at night. You know, they're not biting during the day. Well, they're biting somewhere. You got to get creative and you got to find them. You might have to go a little bit deeper. Like I said, a little flip bob or something different. Just get that lure away from the boat. But also, you know, heavy enough line so you don't get cut off on those zebra mussels. And, yeah, those are good pointers I've learned over the years.
Have you noticed on Leech Lake a change in the water clarity?
Not quite yet. I mean, it's just so clear, and it seems like the water's a little bit low, but just out there last night, I mean, you can see down very good. But on the wax, you look down, and it looks like sand on the bottom, but those are all cracked zebra mussel shells, so it's almost white. And it's just not hit Leech Lake that hard yet, you know. So I haven't really seen too big of a change on Leech Lake, to be honest.
Fishing Paul Bunyan Country, presented by Northland Fishing Tackle. I'm Kev Jackson, my guest today, Dusty Minky. You're waiting to hear what goes on with the National Walleye Tour. In the meantime, you're just going to be fishing, I presume.
Yeah, just fun fishing and a couple friends this weekend. We might do like a friendly tournament, you know, with like a fish app. Just need to get those competitive juices flowing again. So I think we're gonna do that this weekend on Leech, because it was supposed to be the Leech Lake Classic, my favorite tournament of the year, and it unfortunately got canceled. So just a few of us buddies, and like I said, I just want to get those competitive juices flowing, get back in the mix a little bit.
You know, I think more than years past, people are truly appreciating the fishing paradise we have up here, because people were dying to get outside and do something. And so we saw, you know, huge license sale increases and record numbers for youth licenses. I think all really good signs for the future. And, yeah, every now and then you get smacked between the eyeballs and realize, wow, I really do appreciate what we have here.
Yeah, for sure. I think seeing that surge and seeing people out fishing, like, you know, my buddies Chuck and Toby, the guides down here, them guys fishing with their kids, that's awesome. You know, because in our industry, I'm not going to lie, I mean, in the shooting sports industry, if state trap didn't start a few years ago, you know, it wasn't looking very good.
Yeah.
Like, it was like these kids are, you know, and then unfortunately this happened, but fortunately that got some kids and some parents back out fishing again. And, you know, like things like that and the state trap, if we need to get these kids in the outdoors, I really believe that's important.
And they are this year, and hopefully that is just the start of something down the road, no question.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and, you know, growing up, now they've got fishing leagues. You know, Bemidji State's got a fishing team and high school fishing. Like, I've helped out with my hometown of Forest Lake high school fishing team, did some seminars, and I just think people got to try to get a little more involved with that stuff and keep these kids interested. I mean, growing up with something like that, how awesome would that have been? I went to Bemidji State. If they would have had a fishing team, who knows? I might be fishing bass now, but if I did that then, but it's pretty cool.
It is. It's very cool. Hey, Dusty, if we're heading out on the water this week, what do we need to make sure we bring with us?
definitely you're going to want a Northland long shank stand-up jig. My dad, he put a clinic on again this last weekend with that 8-ounce Northland stand-up long shank jig. Those things work awesome with a shiner. Watermelon, you know, that's a great color to go with Fire Tiger, or even like your natural colors, silvers, anything like that. You're also going to want to pack the slip bobbers. And one thing that I said lit up this weekend is pack your rigging rod. Get that Roach Walker sinker on there with a number 8 hook and blow up a night crawler or hook on a nice big black leech and get that thing away from the boat. I sometimes use a little bullet weight too, like an 1/8 ounce, and I just cast that thing away from the boat and drag it around on the weed edges. Don't be afraid to pull rigs right through the rocks too here when things start to heat up. So, and get the slip bobbers going. And I've seen one thing, my girlfriend has been using night crawlers on the slip bobbers, which is something I can't do, but I'm a leech guy, or put a shiner on there. But I think those things will catch you some fish this weekend, and I would kind of target in that 6 to 14 feet of water still, depending on the wind. So they're still pretty shallow. And then just, you know, just watch the temperature. If things heat up this week, the fish might bite out a little deeper. But you can definitely count on them being in the weeds and the rocks.
Dusty Minky, outstanding National Walleye Tour pro, and also just a great guy all the way around. Hey, Dusty, if people want to pay attention and see what's going on in your world, do you have ways for them to do that?
Yeah, you can check me out. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Dusty Minky. Yeah, and I post some stories. Like last night, we caught some really nice walleyes on Leech Lake. There's probably a picture of a 27.5-incher on there, so go check it out.
Hey, thanks for your time today. We really appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Hey, thanks, Kevin.